The Adventures of Sam Spade, Detective.
To Dr. Ludwig Zoya, 1241 Leavenworth, San Francisco, from Samuel Spade, license number 137596. Subject, Edith Hamilton.
No caper?
No caper. Dear Doctor, if I owe you an apology for not keeping you informed on the progress of the assignment and for letting it drag on as long as it has, then I'll have to go on owing you, which makes us even because you don't owe me anything. The start of it was a month ago. 32 days, 8 hours, 3 minutes, and 45 seconds, to be exact.
Ah, Mr. Spade.
Dr. Zoya.
Good to see you. Let me think. How long is it?
3 years since I visited your office. That was when you were my leading suspect in the Denov case.
Yes, poor Denov. It was he who pointed out that we psychoanalysts are not unlike you detectives. We probe, we question, we follow up clues in order to find out what is the dark secret which has nervously disturbed a human mind. But we are limited. We have only our patients' words and our interpretations. Sometimes that is not enough. And that is why I need your help in this particular case.
What case is that, Dr. Sawyer?
Please do not interrupt the free flow of my thoughts.
Pardon me.
Naturally, my ego feels a certain resentment against my id for asking you for your help. What makes me think I need a detective?
Well, it was just asking my ego the very same question.
Oh, you too feel resentment. We must analyze that later. Bring me your dream material.
Now
to the key.
Oh, yes, okay.
This woman was referred to me by her physician. She has suffered a complete nervous collapse because she thought she recognized a certain person crossing the street.